Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. Now, still more this week on the greatest need in the body of Christ. My friend, it is not more salvation. Jesus said on the cross, "It is finished." He cannot add to or take away from our salvation. Maybe more grace or mercy. Nope. We have all of the grace and mercy we will ever need. Paul said, "Therefore, grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and flow and function as God expects us to." Not more money or peace or joy. Oh no. All of this is ours for the simple act of obedience to the Word of God. You know, I used to say the greatest need in the body of Christ was a teachable spirit. And yes, I still say this is true today. Everybody just knows everything. With the internet and with AI, the world of commentaries are at our fingertips. But don't you know the truth of the Spirit of God should have come with all of those searches? But sadly, they don't. But take heed, my friend. I do not care who wrote the commentary. A commentary is not, repeat, not the authorized and breathed Word of God, but just one man's interpretation and thoughts. Way too many preachers and teachers minister from commentaries of men that have no life of God in them. But the greatest need in the body of Christ is a greater spiritual discernment where we will know what commentary even is true and which one is in error. Greater spiritual discernment where we will be able to see as God sees and know the difference between godly and ungodly, holy and unholy, righteous and unrighteous. Greater spiritual discernment to understand why and how things happen to us in the earth so that we can see how and what God is doing. Without spiritual discernment, at best, all of those so-called prophets and apostles out there on YouTube, they are guessing at best. And with greater spiritual discernment, we will be able to identify error in doctrine and in relationship within the body of Christ. Now, listen closely. Open up your spirit here. Sadly, church today want to keep the peace at all cost. In doing so, they sacrifice truth for compromise. Let me say that again. Sadly, churches today want to keep the peace at all cost, but in doing so, they sacrifice truth for compromise. They want everyone to be happy and sing kumbayas. They cross their arms while holding hands. Oh no, my friend, this will never work. And how easy is it to share some truth but leave out the most important truth of all, and that is the personal work of the cross in our life. It seems this omission always seems to go with peace at all cost, mentally, and the notion that everything goes and everything goes equal is love. In 1 Corinthians 15, 33 and 34, Paul said, "Be not deceived, be not deceived." Evil communication, and that word communication there is lifestyle of your companions. They corrupt good manners. Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak to your shame. Now, Paul was talking about not sinners, but saints, the good folks at the church in Corinth. And let me tell you, my friend, times have not really changed. There is nothing new under the sun. Whatever ends up from all of this is spiritually a weak church. Let me say that again. What ends up from all of this is a spiritually weak church where the truth of the Word of God is not preached with, and the authority and the clarity is not preached. And what is left is a group of Christians who never have realized the damage that they are doing to themselves because of their lack of spiritual discernment. There are people in leadership in many of these churches are not even born again, and who, even if they are, should never be in those positions. Again, no spiritual discernment. And in these cases that we have is a complete disregard for the truth and the Bible and for Christ, all because they want unity and love and peace and one big happy family. Oh, but that's not how God operates. How could God be involved in much of, you know, in the midst of such confusion and this big mess? He will not. And sadly, most churches do not even know God is not involved with them. Oh no, they go on Sunday after Sunday and Wednesday after Wednesday by following their denominational leaders and their playbook to spiritual ruin. Why? Wow, greater deception only follows greater deception. Now I hope you have noticed I have not even touched on the areas of downright lawlessness where civil authority has been violated. Things have been covered up by church leaders to protect the church, the denomination, and certain well-to-do people in the church. Funny how spiritual harm is easy to overlook, all in the name of unity and peace. A story here. My father spent 38 years in the Marine Corps, retiring in 1968. So, you know, you can do the math and think of what he has, you know, what he served through. My dad was a good man, a hardworking man, a loving man for his family. But in his earlier years, he was not a devoted man to the church. But he was devoted to God. How could you see death and destruction on that level of World War II, Korea, and two tours in Vietnam, and not be? When we lived in Albany, Georgia, we attended a Pentecostal church, but my father never went with us. Thank God for my mother. She was the reason all of us kids, we had a drug problem. She drug us to church every time the doors were open. Well, the pastor approached my father and wanted him to come to the church and help out on the board. And after much prodding, my father agreed because, you know, that he would come to the church, and he was elected as the treasurer since he was really good with numbers. Months passed and my father was snapping into the, you know, being the treasurer and his new spiritual role as the head of the home. Well, one day the pastor announced the church will have its denominational audit and he will announce the results in 2 weeks. And to make a long story short, the church was missing over $10,000 and the pastor blamed my father. Well, my father was floored. You know, he knew he did not steal the money. And, you know, so instead of taking the rap like the pastor expected, he got the Marine Corps involved. Come to find out that the pastor asked my father to be church treasurer so he could steal the money and blame my father. Well, you can guess what happened out from that. Yeah, my father was absolved of all charges. The pastor went to the Iron Bar Hotel, and my father never went back to church for over 30 years. Oh, he was a believer, but it was not till late in his life did he dare trust another church. The real sad part of this story is how this situation affected my mom and my dad's relationship. The trust and the commitment and the dedication seemed to maybe just to me, and the relationship was never the same. And over the years, because of my mom's desire to be the spiritual leader of the home and the spiritual leader of a bunch of friends that she knew around, this added more to this upside down relationship with him. You know, if the church is in bad shape, God wants it in good shape, and he does. So that means God must reshape the church. And can we see that this will absolutely mean that this will require Christ to be allowed to dismantle and bring down all of the false kingdoms that have been built up in his name? Even if these false kingdoms seem to have unity and peace and love and happiness, God in his mercy certainly lets things go on for a long time because he would rather have his people seek him and make changes willingly from their heart. But make no mistake, my friend, and the Church of America needs to hear this. Make no mistake, there will come a time, I don't know when, but when God will say enough is enough. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that you are getting this teaching and your heart is understanding, you know, what is going on. Spiritual discernment is just so critical. God bless, and looking forward to talk to you next week. This has been David Stahl again. God bless. Talk to you all later. Amen.